Good evening out there, my good peeps. It's your boy, BBG, TCB. TCB, BBG Radio, man. Podcast, man. What's the topic today, man? Today, we're going to talk about a couple things, man. We're going to talk about these pagan holidays such as Valentine's Day. Don't go broke. Trying to press your girl. It seems like niggas doing the same thing over and over, like these niggas on the recycle. Bitches ain't buying niggas shit, bro. That shit over with. You blew all that money on the pandemic. Niggas flying bitches across the world, getting their ass did, teeth did. Man, before all that shit came, bitches around us was looking like poltergeists and shit. But since the, you know, little pandemic, they get their little shit toned up. Now, let's see how much money these so-called females gonna spend on these niggas. You know what I'm saying? They ain't trying to do that shit, man. So be careful, guys. Choose wisely, invest, preferably into some real estate, you know, mainstream, start your business, different things like that. Create that passive income. But I want to talk about the scoring man. So we always talking about the scoring woman and she's scoring and she's not going to be able to recalibrate herself back into society with another man or see if she can see herself in another relationship, stuff like that. So it's time to talk about the men, because a lot of men are scoring too. They can't get over the fact that they used to have it and they don't have it no more. They're trying to live that lifestyle and it's killing them. It's fucking them up. So therefore, it's fucking up the people that's close to them, because you portraying a lifestyle you don't have no more. So therefore, they're foreshadowing when they're thinking everything's all cool and gravy and shit, and it's fucking eating you, man. You gotta, if shit, sometimes you gotta swallow your pride, like, look, shit, I ain't got it. And at the same time, shit, if you were a female, shit, she gotta help you out, shit. It's just common sense, common law. You know what I'm saying? It's just number love. That's the love law. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker fucking with you, you gotta look. You gotta show love back, man. It's just that simple. You can't be sugarfooting and sugarcoating none of that shit. You gotta show the love back. But a lot of niggas be fucked up off that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Going through the bitch's phone and catching their bitch cheating on them and shit. But a lot of times it be the nigga fault too. You know what I'm saying? Nigga want to wait till the last minute to get their shit together. But your girl been telling you for the longest, man. You just need to do this, you need to do that. Niggas don't learn till the shit, you know what I'm saying? Till they bump their head. Now they, damn, they lost their bitch and all that shit. So niggas got to realize, man, you can't put your eggs all in one batch, man. Especially dealing with that hustling shit, man. Niggas gotta wisen up, for real. Sucker this, sucker that. I don't give a fuck what niggas say. Nigga, get a job or start a business. It's just get a job till you can start a business. So you got some money coming in or some passive income coming in. You ain't have to worry about no bullshit. Stressing over this hustle. One day you might hit 10, 20, 30, 40,000. Cool, but shit, you thinking you finna keep hitting that, so you gonna blow that. Blew that, boom. Next thing you know, now you stressing. You don't hit another lick till about, shit, 6-7 months after that. But you keep doing this, it's like the same process over and over. Niggas keep doing the same shit, same shit, same shit. Now every motherfucking thing in a pawn shop for sale. I'm like, God damn, you can't find no glasses. You can't find no watches, no chains. I'm talking about niggas getting dumbass custom chains made. Man, that shit on the shelf in fucking Zeman's, all type of pawn shops, man. Niggas is fucked up out here, man. I seen a nigga sell a Rolex that was damn near $20,000 off his wrist for $7,500. That shit was crazy. What? It's to each his own, man. And motherfuckers got to start, fellas, man. I know you love your girl. That's cool and all. It's nothing but love for the females. But at the same time, man, listen. All that living with a motherfucker, moving in with her, and then you keep getting your shit thrown out. Nigga, come on, man. Wake up, my nigga. The first motherfucking signs of a motherfucker got to attempt an act of funny when you moving in with a motherfucker, boy, you better start looking for a little crib on the side, because if you don't, man, it's going to be all bad, my nigga. I'm just keeping it real with you, man. I'm just spitting the facts, TCB, BBG. Check my podcast out, man. Start doing more episodes, you know. Get out to the people. Start reaching out to the people. Get some live conversations going on. See what y'all thoughts is about what's going on in this politic world with the presidency shit, all type of crazy shit going on, man. So you guys got to keep them eyes open. Always keep that third eye open. Regardless, you know what I'm saying? Shit, listen. Sometimes it's best to listen. Don't speak. Sometimes I know a motherfucker be wanting to speak so bad, but sometimes just listen. Wise men always listen. You know what I'm saying? You can never learn enough information. Always remember that. I think Hypocrisy said that some shit. I don't know. I forgot. But anyway, best thing to do with that is get your own shit, man. And stop stressing over these females. Females gonna do what they wanna do, man. You niggas over here stressing out and spending all your money on these females. They're right here cheating on you. All type of shit, man. Pillow talking behind your back. That shit be crazy, man. Shit is sad. That's the pandemic right there. That pillow talking the pandemic, man. Because motherfuckers don't know how to keep their goddamn mouth quick. Back in the day, you could fuck a motherfucker. They would never know. You could be in the same house with a motherfucker fucking a motherfucker. They would never know. Because motherfuckers don't know how to play their part. These days, these niggas is terrible. The niggas and the females. Sloppy, man. They don't get no fuck, man. But it's all good, though. They'll get it together one day. As long as you know the game. See, once you know the game, motherfucker can't fool you. They can't pull no wool over your eyes, put bananas in your tailpipe, none of that shit. You can't fall for none of that shit because you see it coming. You know what I'm saying? You at the crib, your girl been gone. You know what I'm saying? From work, boom, boom, boom. Everything cool. First of all, everything is cool before you even get in the relationship. It's like you getting spontaneous sex. You getting fellatio here and there. You know what I'm saying? You living it up. You know what I'm saying? You tossing salads. You eating. But you going crazy. Then when you could tell one another motherfucker in the picture because that shit just gradually just go down like, damn. I'm like, motherfucker, you can get, now you count the days you getting on. You like, damn, you couldn't even count the days that we did you getting on. Now you like, damn. I ain't got on my phone about a week or two. What the fuck? Motherfucker always tired when you come home and all that shit. Hey, my man, them signs, my nigga. Fuck all that brown nosing, sucker stroking shit. Get the fuck on. And it's over with. I'm saving you some money in the drama. Because there's some niggas out here need to hear BBG talk, man. Because it's like, you niggas don't understand. I be seeing this shit. I be seeing it's just sad to me, man. Because it's like, I don't give a fuck how bad that bitch is, man. Bitch gonna play you. You over here sucker stroking. Oh, I gotta do this. You ain't gotta do shit, man. Motherfucker around this bitch all beat up. Bitches around here with diamonds and shit on. And then how the fuck these niggas around here still dating titty bar bitches? Like, come on, who does that shit? That shit is played the fuck out. My damn man, them bitches got 30 niggas, man. Crazy as fuck, man. My man told me he was dating a titty bar bitch. And if he wasn't there at a certain time, nigga, if he was a nigga 2 or 3 minutes, a minute late, the bitch was gone. She was getting in the car with another nigga. I said, oh yeah, I couldn't even fuck with no bitch like that. She told you some shit like that? He like, yeah. I said, you was still fucking with her? He said, for a minute. I said, okay. Well, I thought you was about to say you was still fucking with her. I'm about to say, I can't even fuck with you no more, bruh. Shit crazy, but yeah, man. Y'all niggas gotta open up, man. Be more wiser. And all that dumb ass shit, man. This shit sad, man. And that be scoring a nigga, man. Some niggas be coming in on the street beating up on their bitches and shit. All that dumb ass shit. It's sad. It's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And another fucked up thing. Y'all gotta stop letting y'all kids be everywhere, man. It's crazy around here. Motherfuckers touching kids. I just seen the news the other day. This motherfucker grown as hell, raping his little stepson. This nigga like not even 18 months old. I think the boy died or some shit. Man, that shit crazy, man. Fuck all that shit, man. I ain't into none of that shit. I ain't feeling no pedophile and niggas raping, man. You shouldn't even have to, man. These grown bitches giving this pussy away. Shit, if you even got a couple dollars, you can get some pussy shit for free if you got it. You know what I'm saying? Shit depends on your game. What you looking like, what you driving. You know what I'm saying? Where you living at. But that shit crazy, man. I got to keep y'all's eyes open, man. Especially in the hood, man. Stay strapped up, man. Both ways. On your head and on the side of your hip, baby. Gotta keep it on you. Because you never know, man. Always keep your head on a swivel. Anytime you go to a gas station, all that shit, man. Y'all gotta keep an eye on your surroundings, man. My man said he was taking a piss the other day by the gas station. Motherfucker walked up behind him and robbed him while he pissing. He said, the nigga got the gun in his back while he's still pissing. Like, give me your money. He like, shit, I ain't got shit but this 100. He's like, so run it. And then he walked off. I said, man, that's fucked up, man. I said, but why the fuck is you pissing anyway? I couldn't hold it. I said, well, nigga, I would have pulled off anywhere. I would have been pissed by the fucking gas pump, nigga. I'm not finna walk on the side of this kind of dark where the dumpster's at. That's what I'm saying. Niggas don't be woke, man. See, when you ain't used to paying attention to shit, niggas just loggy gagging, walking with their phone on the phone, ain't paying attention. I just be looking like, I see how niggas be getting fucked up around here. Niggas don't pay attention to nothing, man. I'm like, you got to pay attention to every motherfucking thing. I'm talking about cars passing by, everything. You gotta know what's going on, period. You never know. That's why you gotta be a low profile. Where, you know what I'm saying? And always think about the people you hang around. Are these motherfuckers good when you're not around them? Or are these motherfuckers into some wild shit? If niggas into some wild shit, man, I advise you to get the fuck on. Because there's always going to be an innocent bystander or a nigga that don't even have nothing to do with the shit. To pull up, holler at the nigga. He just go, oh, you want a drink? Let's get a drink. Boom, 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 boom. And then it's over with. Now you looking doing shit. Now you wired because you ain't looking like shit because you're dead. But you can avoid all that shit, man. You can always love a nigga from a distance, man. That's include family, friends, exes, whoever. Always love a motherfucker from the distance, man. First, once you figure a motherfucker out and they got a hidden agenda, cut a motherfucker off, love him from a distance. Always keep your enemies close, but love him from a distance so you can just keep an eye on them, see what the fuck is going on. You monitoring shit, keep in tune, shit, certain shit, but you know you're not fucking with motherfuckers. Gotta think like that shit. Niggas gotta read that 48 Laws of Power, man. Niggas see what the fuck going on around this bitch, man. But shit, I don't know, man. I'm just a nigga speaking my thoughts. Blowing, chilling, man. What y'all think about that Donald Trump shit, man? I think they played my man, dog. In the way in fucking hell, man. You lose all. You just lose 4 years ago. Now all of a sudden you fucking got all these votes. Man, come on, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. Now y'all trying to impeach the nigga because the nigga want to get y'all niggas, all them pedophiles and all them niggas off the market, man.